Welcome to AstroBooth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay tuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. As December unfolds, cosmic forces are stirring up a mix of highs and lows. With the new moon in Sagittarius kicking off the month, there is potential for growth and positivity, but challenging planetary aspects threaten to throw us off balance. From energy-draining Sun-Saturn clashes to the intense retrograde of Mars, this week is packed with celestial tension. Discover how to navigate these influences, protect your energy, and make the most of opportunities without overextending yourself. This guide walks you through what to expect and how to stay grounded during this powerful astrological week. So grab a hot cup of tea or coffee, settle in, and let's explore what the universe has in store for us. December kicked off with a new moon in Sagittarius, a sign known for its positivity, expansiveness, and curiosity. While we'd expect this energy to build as the new moon gains momentum, there are some challenging aspects on the horizon that could put a damper on the optimistic energy Sagittarius usually brings. But let's break it down step by step. This week, several planetary movements are in play. First, on December 5th, the Sun in Sagittarius forms a tense aspect with Saturn in Pisces. When the Sun and Saturn clash, it often brings a sense of limitation. You might feel a lack of optimism, low energy, or even a sense of loneliness or mild depression. Health-wise, it's important to pay attention to your bones and teeth, as issues in these areas could worsen. In terms of work, this aspect can bring a heavy workload, more responsibilities and stress, all of which can affect your well-being. It's also a time when bureaucracy or dealing with official matters may come into play, so be sure to stick to the rules and follow the law. This influence will be felt all the way throughout the week. Then on December 8th, the Sun opposes Jupiter in Gemini. This can make us overestimate our abilities and resources, leading us to take action without fully thinking things through. You may feel stuck in your job or career, as if there are no clear paths forward or opportunities for progress. On December 7, Mars goes retrograde and opposes Pluto, as if we haven't had enough. So, Mars retrograde will mark the beginning of an intense period, starting as early as December 4th and continuing through February 24th all the way to 2025. It's crucial to be extra cautious this time. Follow basic safety precautions on the road, at home, and while using sharp objects. Avoid conflict, stay away from aggressive people, and steer clear of extreme sports and crowded places. This week and next week in particular are highly stressful, so be extra mindful. It's also wise to postpone any scheduled surgeries or medical procedures during this time. Venus enters Aquarius on December 7 as well, conjunct Pluto and forming a trine with Uranus, an aspect that will influence us through all the way to December 12. On one hand, Venus in Aquarius energizes social interactions, meetings, and long-distance communications. It's a time to think about the future, plan joint projects, and make long-term plans. On the other hand, there is a high risk of conflict, particularly in relationships with friends or partners, and emotional tension may arise. Financial losses are also possible, and you may feel a sudden urge to change your appearance, though it's best to resist impulsive decisions during this time, as unexpected developments are very much likely to happen. Throughout this week and next, try to avoid escalating any situations. Don't provoke confrontations, respect boundaries, yours and others, and resist feelings of jealousy. Be cautious with your finances. It's better to save than spend right now. Avoid drastic changes to your appearance and steer clear of aggressive people, both literally and figuratively. Keep a conscious mindset and don't let your ego get in the way. Now let's move to the moon's energy for this week. The week starts with the moon in Capricorn. If you plan ahead, you can be productive by following a carefully written to-do list. This isn't a time for boundless energy, so prioritize what's important and conserve your strength. The Capricorn moon emphasizes interactions with authority figures and official institutions. You might receive delayed documents from governmental bodies. Some of you may find yourselves helping elderly relatives with their daily challenges. At work, stick to your tasks without taking unnecessary initiative, as this week's energy won't support it. Wednesday through Thursday is a good time to prepare for the holidays. Plan gifts, but with Mercury in retrograde, only plan for now and hold off on purchasing until later. Thursday brings the most constructive part of the week, which is great for communication, meetings, gathering information and learning, all because of Moon in Aquarius. You may be able to piece together a complete picture or find the details you need. Collaborative efforts will be most effective now, so work with teams or people who can guide and support you. This is also a time for exploring unusual or new ideas. Some of you may take trips or embark on business travel, and it's possible to finally accomplish something with friends that you've wanted to do for a while but haven't had the time for. But remember, with Mars retrograde, stay cautious on the road. With Moon in Pisces at the weekend, it brings the most challenging part of the week, marked by potential mistakes, miscalculations, or unexpected changes in plans due to unforeseen circumstances. This is a time of disorientation, both informational and geographical, so it's easy to get lost or confused. Avoid long trips or scheduling important meetings or interviews. As Neptune goes retrograde, where it's been since this summer, hidden information or long overdue documents may come to light. Be aware that people may not be entirely truthful during this time. In terms of work, you may sense an upcoming turning point, though the details might not fully emerge until the start of 2025. Health concerns are significant, with the risk of infections or exacerbations of existing conditions. Surgery is strongly discouraged during this time. It's best to spend the weekend in quiet reflection, resting and recharging. Consider activities like a relaxing walk by the water or pampering yourself with soothing treatments. As we move throughout this intense cosmic period, it's important to remember that like all planetary cycles, this too shall pass. While the energies may feel overwhelming, they also offer us opportunities to grow, reflect, and reset. Stay patient with yourself and others. Take things one step at a time, and don't forget to prioritize rest and self-care. You're not alone in feeling these shifts. Lean into the support of friends, family, and your inner strength. Trust that even during turbulent times, you have the power to adapt and thrive. Life has a way of balancing itself out, and brighter, more peaceful days are always on the horizon. So take a deep breath, tap into your willpower, ground yourself, and ride the waves with calm and confidence. Remember, you've got this. That's all for this week, and thank you for being here with me for the Astro Booth podcast. And as usual, if you like this podcast, please do like, subscribe, and share it with the ones you love. Thank you.